You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, you'll probably need your ice scraper again tomorrow, the little snow brush, maybe your shovel. It's coming back tonight. Yeah. Not going to be a lot. They say 1 to 3 inches by tomorrow.
All right, still, not too bad.
Still on the heels of 60 degrees.
It's manageable.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to have a mind bender in 30 minutes. We'll do that at about 7:30 and then in 1 hour. Ho, ho, ho. The pressure mounts with boys against the girls. I'm thinking 2021's version of Boys Against the Girls has to be anticlimactic.
Compared to this year?
Yeah, I mean, how do we possibly?
It's been a tight, tight race the entire year. I don't know.
Anyway, all of that's coming up. Right now, though, we have a little bundle of notes that people have sent in. Most of these on Facebook. This one here strikes me that it could be a bigger conversation, but let me throw it out anyway. This is from Lauren. She goes, guys, I've been told we're oddballs in our family because we do all of our gift exchanges on Christmas Eve. I know some families do only Christmas morning and others do a little bit of both. We do it all on Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, we just have a big meal and play games. There's no fuss over gifts at the start of a busy day. Wonder if that would be a topic for your show, which, here's the self-serving part. She goes, which, by the way, I love, 2 exclamation points. Lauren, we love you back.
Kisses, Lauren. Christmas kisses.
They do all of them on Christmas Eve.
All right, yeah. That's I get it. That's fine. Get it out of the way and then just enjoy the meal and that's it. The next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Christmas cheer comes in. You drink and eat.
Right. This is going to be a strange year for me. I have done a movie on Christmas Day at the theater every Christmas for I don't know how many years.
Hmm.
Not this year, though.
Well, you can still watch one at home, I guess.
That's not the same.
You could get one of those projectors and project it on your garage door and then go outside and pretend you're at a drive-in.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk more about that later. This one's from Amanda. Hey, boys, just wondering what birth order you guys are. I mean, were you firstborn, middle kids, or last born in your family? We're having a debate at our house because we're guessing Jeremy was the baby in the family and Dom was the oldest. Please settle this.
What a Amanda. Strange debate. I was oldest. I'm oldest. Younger sister.
So that's... And I was the baby. So it's exactly backwards of what Amanda thought. But you know what? If you think about it, the way we are does seem like the way she's describing. Because like on our show, you know, let's face it, you and I are different personalities. And you kind of exude the personality that the youngest in a family usually exudes, whereas I am definitely exuding the part that the older sibling
What does the younger one exude? I don't get it.
Usually like class clown, you know, favorite, party kid, blah, 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 blah.
I don't party, but...
No, I know, but you know what I mean.
Huh, all right.
I think you do exude the youngest... And I am more act like the oldest. I see why they guess that, but
okay.
It's backwards.
Yeah. Here, I got one quick one that came in. Well, actually, two if we want to get to it. Jeremy, what's on your kids' Christmas list this year that they have zero chance of getting?
Oh, that's a full-blown topic.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Well, Reed wants a trampoline, which not a chance in hell because those things are death traps. And I'm not having the neighbor kids come over
that's
and
not the number
snap
one reason.
Wrists. And I don't want to put it together, and I don't want to maintain it, and I don't want it killing my grass underneath.
That's still not the main reason.
What's the main reason?
The main reason is because trampolines are like ping pong tables.
Yeah, probably.
I'm telling you, trampolines, look at every house. Okay, and there'll be an outlier who now sends us an email. My kids use a trampoline all the time. You're the only kid that use it all the time.
Well, I'd be fine with that if they didn't use it, because I don't want anyone falling off of it snapping their neck. It terrifies me. I don't want it. I don't want that at all. So
well,
no.
You do that thing where they put the netting around it because you know we're bubble wrapped kids
still,
these days. You know?
That stuff falls apart. And then
you
next thing you know, you look outside and they're tangled in the netting.
Stay strong, Jeremy.
And then little Lila
it would never get used.
Yeah, little Lila, who's only 5, she wants this stuff called kinetic sand. These kinetic sand
what
kits.
Is that?
It's like sand that really stays formed and together, and you can like slice it and stuff. But the problem is sand is still in the title. And if you give a 5-year-old anything with sand in it, it's going to be all over the house.
I got to look that
so
up.
So I don't want to deal with anything with sand. So they're not getting a trampoline and they're not getting kinetic sand.
Kinetic sand.
I hate to be a Scrooge. I hate to be a mean dad, but I'm not going to do it. Do you see it?
Yeah, it almost looks like...
It's like Play-Doh, but sand.
That's what I was going to say.
But it still disintegrates in your hand and gets everywhere. So I'm just imagining it.
How does it all stick together?
Moisture, I guess.
So it's
wet sand. So once it dries out, it's going to be in her hair, in the carpet. The dog's going to be eating it.
What a horrible gift.
I know. So I actually had to sit down.
A 6-pound sand set.
It's on her little list for Santa, and I actually had to sit down and say that Santa didn't get the list.
Right.
I don't know if Santa got that. I don't know if they make that anymore.
Well, Santa can't do everything.
His little elves just ran out of sand.
He can do the second and third things on her list.
Right. How does Barbie? You like Barbie?
My dad's saying he would say, go pound sand, because I'm not going to.
My grandma for Lila's birthday list last year, she gave her these sand kits where you pour different colored sand into these jars and do layers, and then you put a cork on it. And
like a sediment thing?
Yeah, and then you put it up on a shelf or something. So we had to do it outside. Luckily, it was around the summer when we did it everywhere. And then she did these little jars, but sure enough, she popped them open in her room, and a couple of them fell over on her dresser, and sand was everywhere, so...
What's her thing
this
with sand?
This isn't the beach. This is
What's
not the beach.
What's her fascination with sand?
Sand fetish. I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. Something on mom's side, probably. Something from that weird family.
Man, have you taken her to the Great Sand Dunes?
No. No. But come to think of it, we went to the beach there at San Diego. She was having the most fun. The time of her life.
Yeah.
Covered in it.
Well, and this summer, I mean, hopefully, vaccinations and everything. Plus, you're out in the middle of the wide open. Take her and have her climb the top of the sand dunes.
I would have a blast.
Down in Colorado, because that is so much fun.
I'd kind of like doing that. Get the sled out there.
And then running down the sand dunes. There's something weird about running down them. Those great sand dunes in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
It's wild. But then you will find sand in cracks and crevices of your body, and I'm not exaggerating, for 3 or 4 days.
That part sounds horrible.
It is horrible.
I'm all itchy.
You every time you shower for the next 3 days, you'll see more sand.
Sand will come out of you.
It's crazy.
So anyway, they're not
getting
that.
Here's a quickie from Simon. Dom and Jeremy, I know that socks and sandals are a no-no. What's the rule for socks and slippers? I just got brand new slippers. I just got them.
Dom was showing them to me yesterday. That's a good-looking slipper.
I love their...
It's a thick sole.
They're comfortable. They're warm. The only drawback is they're not the slip your foot in and just walk. You have to stop and actually, reach
There's
down.
There's a back
and
pull to it.
Yeah, you have to pull it around your heel and stuff like that. But they're wonderful, and I am a no-sock guy. What are you?
I am a sock guy, and this blew my mind because, this letter came in yesterday, and Dom and I were talking about it off the air, and he pulled his foot up, and he pulled his slipper off, and he was showing me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa, 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 where's your sock, dude? Where's your sock?
It's like wearing socks and sandals.
You got to wear a sock when you put the slipper on, otherwise they start stinking. You need that protective layer of fabric in between your foot and the slipper.
Mine don't
you get all squishy. Oh, they
only if
do.
You get them wet. If you get them wet, like you don't
get
want to get out of a shower with wet feet and put them on.
You don't get
but
sweaty
I don't sweat,
in there.
Remember?
I don't know. You got to put the sock. That it makes them last longer too. Really. He's huffing them.
It smells like
they still
brand
smell
new.
Still. Well, they're new still.
No, but I've worn them for a couple days.
You just get all that foot fungus and funk in there.
But
and
see.
It's a comfort thing, too. I just like the sock on and then
but that's my
the
argument.
Squishy. So it's more comfortable for you.
Because the idea of a slipper, is to envelop your foot in...
cloud-like fabric.
Luscious.
Comfort.
Yeah, it's should
it's
feel
a foot
luscious
cloud.
When you
it's
put
a
your
foot,
foot
cloud.
In. So if you put a sock on first, it's like you're going down to the store or something. It's like, I don't want to put a barrier between me and the luscious
and
slipper.
Comfort. All
right.
That's just weird. Now, let me ask you, are you, along the same lines, are you a T-shirt under your hoodie guy?
Yes.
Okay, good. So am I.
But a lot of women are not.
I have two friends of mine that just wear their hoodies as, like, this is my shirt for the day. And they don't put the protective t-shirt underneath the hoodie. They're just skin on hoodie. That's their shirt for the day. And I can't even imagine doing that.
Now, I don't mind the feel.
Well, sure, it's going to be soft.
Right. But it's the look. It's a fashion thing.
Oh, okay. You want to see the tee.
Like, you see this? Yeah.
I see it. You got one on today.
Otherwise, you know, I just got, like, chest hair sticking out.
Yeah, you do.
But so this is, like, fashion.
All right.
And I know it's not high fashion.
It's comfort.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's high fashion.
I mean, that's a mighty bold leap. Yeah, I'm doing it for comfort.
But I think it's just the way it looks. It's
okay.
You're dressing in layers.
Yeah,
like,
I can't.
Like, you don't have anything on under your flannel today, do you?
T-shirt.
You do have one. Okay.
Same thing. Black t-shirt.
Must hang really low.
It's a V-neck. It's a plunging V. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, that's funny.
We're weird. Taking care of everything?
I think so.
Boy, this is good.
There's got to be more examples.
What about underwear and pants?